Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about greatness, walking the road with Jesus to great, understanding how he defines us being great in relation to him. And the greatness that is ours, that exceeds the greatness of this world. So this was the first week in a sermon series, Lessons from the Road. And we'll continue that sermon series here at Deer Run this coming Sunday as we look, Do You Want to Be Well? The Road to Healing. And taking a look at walking with Jesus as he desires us to be completely well. And so we'll gaze into God's Word Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m., 2730 South Ironwood Drive here in South Bend, Indiana. We'll come back Sunday evening for our next BFF, Bible, Food, and Fellowship. These are great times of casual fellowship, nothing overwhelming as far as any plans. Just gather together, bring family-friendly board games, card games, table games, invite others to join in with you. Simply sit around and talk and catch up, get to know each other. We'll have food. There's always food that we'll provide. You're always welcome to bring food and snacks and desserts to share, but that's not necessary. Looking right now, at least, at a soup and sandwich focus, as we look at the winter weather returned, and so something that will warm us up and fill us up. But the greatest food of our BFFs is the fellowship and the time with God and with God's people. So that's at 6 p.m. Sunday evening. You'll have time to come for our Sunday morning worship gathering. Get home, take a nap, and come back. But today we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of our week talking and praying about a greatness in testimony. What is it that you testify to, that you proclaim and admit as truth? The court systems, some have gotten away from the ending part. They still... The ones that I'm familiar with, and I watch a number of them online, just fascinated by them and entertained. I suspect educated as well, but still ask the witnesses that will be testifying that they agree that their testimony will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And there are still quite a few that say, so help you God. A number of them have done away with that. But it's fascinating that we want our witnesses in court to testify with God's help. And yet, we don't always accept the testimony of God and his word. We think we're smarter than that. Main key verse we're looking at today is 1 John chapter 5, verse 9. And it says, we accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God which he has given about his Son. John says we have a tendency to accept the testimony of people. Granted, people we know, people we trust, we probably don't accept the testimony of people that we don't know. We want verification. In today's world, probably would be foolish to accept the testimony of people without some kind of verification or knowledge or awareness of who they are. Seems like constantly there's this scam or that scam or new scams being presented or old scams being resurfacing. trying to convince us of something that isn't true in order to get our money, in order to get our information. But when someone that we trust and that we know well tells us something, we tend to believe them, at least until they've developed a pattern of not being believable. But we give them the benefit of the doubt for a while. But yet somehow we gaze into God's word, we read what it says, and we think, well, I don't know about that. God can't really mean that. That doesn't make any sense. That was the difficulty the Jewish leaders and many of the Jewish people in the time of Jesus had with Jesus. And he would make it clear, I'm not simply giving testimony about myself, I'm sharing with you the testimony God has given about me. And he would continually reveal and point out to them how he was the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. That the testimony of God was proclaiming his arrival. In fact, when we move into the book of Acts and read of an encounter that Philip had with an Ethiopian eunuch on his way back home from Jerusalem after traveling up to worship God, he's reading the scroll of Isaiah and he has this question. Who is the prophet talking about? Himself or someone else? And I love how the Bible tells us, and Philip responds by proclaiming Jesus, beginning at that very text the Ethiopian was reading, and unwrapping the testimony of God about Jesus through God's word. The greatness of that testimony. One of the things that takes place at a trial, and unfortunately it's based on our wisdom for the most part. I mean, hopefully you have judges and jurors who ask God for wisdom and use it, but there's no guarantee of that in our judicial system. But a judge, if it's a bench trial and the judge is making the decision, or the jury, has to listen to all of the testimony and determine which has greater value. Because each side gives testimony. Each side presents what their knowledge of the circumstances are. And many times, and most times, that testimony varies greatly from one side to the other. Boils down to one side saying it's their fault and the other side is saying, no, it's not. And because we live in that culture where we think it's up to vote, we present the testimony and the majority decides which is true. I think there's been a tendency to treat God's word like that. To treat the testimony of God about Jesus, about how we ought to live, as if we get to decide how much value it has. And the greatness and value of God's testimony is that it's always true, it's always right, it never changes. It's always designed to point us to Jesus. It's always designed to transform us. It's always designed to shape us more and more into the image of Christ. Whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, is not relevant to its value. Oh, it may be relevant to its perceived value to us, but my perceived value of it doesn't change its real value. Someone may come along and offer me a painting, and I might look at it and think, yeah, that's kind of nice. I'll give you $10 and I'll hang it in my office. And they'll say, but no, this has much more value, and not to me. Or I may find a painting somewhere at a garage sale or something and have it in my possession and sell it for $10 because that's all it means. But my putting a price on it doesn't change its actual value if, in fact, it's a rare masterpiece by a famous artist. Simply because I don't value it doesn't mean it lacks value. Now, granted, the things of this world, the value isn't necessarily solid. It's based on some perception that we give it as a culture, as a people. But the value of God's testimony, the value of His Word, we may devalue it in our mind and in our life, but it doesn't change its real value. And when we begin to realize that and understand that and live by that, and we elevate the value of God's Word, we benefit. I was made aware this week of an organization that's planning in mid-April, I believe, to read through the Bible, the entire Bible out loud, at the Bible Museum, National Bible Museum or something like that in Washington, D.C. Different people, mostly somewhat famous people, that at least that they're announcing, are taking turns from Genesis through Revelation to read out loud and broadcast the reading of God's Word. The idea in the spirit of Ezra, Nehemiah, the prophets who would stand up and read to the people from God's Word. The value of the testimony of God's Word is so much, it's so great, that we would do well. We make available here each year and have for quite some time a Bible reading calendar that helps guide individuals using it to read through the entire Bible in a year. In fact, the way it's laid out, you read through the Old Testament once, you read through the New Testament twice, you read through Psalms twice, and you read through Proverbs 12 times. Designed to acquaint ourselves with God's Word, but we offer it, we make it available because here at Deer Run, we believe, and I believe, in the greater value of God's testimony. And we gain that through His Word. We gain that through His Spirit that dwells within us. We gain that by walking in relationship with His Son, Jesus. And so today, we ask God to help us to know, to experience, and to proclaim the greater testimony, the testimony of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us all that we need in order to know who you are. Oh, we don't know you completely. We can't even comprehend that. But one day we will. We'll see you face to face. We'll know you fully, just as we are fully known by you. But in the meantime, we have your word. We have your spirit. We have your testimony, the testimony of your Son, the testimony you've given about your Son. God, help us to know the greatness of that testimony. Not just a verbal acknowledgement or a mental acknowledgement that your testimony is greater than all others, but a life acknowledgement that lives as if your testimony is the greatest, that it carries the most weight, that it supersedes all other claims. And God, help us to be involved, not just in living by the authority of your testimony, but in proclaiming your testimony. If we do value it as we ought, we ought to make it visible in our life, in our actions, in our words, in our thoughts. And Father, even though we often think our thoughts are hidden, we know as we examine ourselves that those thoughts become actions eventually. But they're not hidden. For some of us, those thoughts are displayed pretty quickly on our face. And so, God, today, may we accept the greatest testimony. And may we proclaim Jesus according to your testimony about him, according to the testimony of your word, according to the testimony of your spirit. Testimony which all aligns. And it brings us into a closer walk with you. Father, by that testimony, may we lift up Jesus so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.